Houston, would you give us a clue as to where you are in the checklist?
Okay, we're just maybe south, changing out my LOA, going to Phil Houston.
Okay.
Houston, Orion.
Go ahead.
Okay. And we had one call looking over the theater here. Had one call casually, John's OPS antenna has about 2 inches broken off the top of it. That's the only thing we see wrong with the gear.
How about Charlie?
About 2 inches. And I checked the comm when I noticed it when he came in. I checked the comm and he was still sounding the same to me.
Okay, sounds good to us. Do you happen to know when it occurred, or when you first saw it?
Well, I think it was during the interest. We got behind, and y'all reminded us of it once. We were still working, and we didn't do it at that point, and we started dusting, Tony said, get on in, and so we forgot it. I got in. And then when I saw John coming up the ladder, it was gone, man.
Okay, so he's missing a couple inches of antenna. Any sense?
Okay, Ed, we're ready for the battery management.
Okay, Charlie, I'll give you the overall plan here. To put the lunar bat on the LMP bus, take bat 1 and 2 off, and bat 3 and 4 on. I'll give you the details if you feel like you want them.
Oh no, we got that, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, that's done, Ed. We got the bat 1 and 12, 3 and 4 on, and that is on the LNC bus.
Okay, Jenny.
Ed, I don't see the looking back carrying much below here. Is W satisfied?
Stand by, Jenny. We're observing that. Here go.
Okay.
Number one.
SRC number 2. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, SRC number 2 weighs 41 pounds. SCD 3, which is in sample containment bag number 3, weighs 30 pounds. SCD 1, which is in sample containment bag number 4, weighs 26 pounds. Over.
Okay, SRC 2 is 41 pounds. SCB number 3, which is in containment bag 3, is 30 pounds. SCB number 1, which is in containment bag 4, is 26 pounds.
That's Charlie.
Keep going like that, you may have to throw away Molly.
You're on board, Jeff.
Okie doke.
Get the around. let us know in a while.
Can you come with me again on that, please?
We're just curious, the metabolic rate today. Can you have the doc work on that for us? Let us know in a little while.
Yeah, I've got it, Charlie. On John, the average ran about 785 average, and the LMP and New Charlie ran about 870.
Okay, John 785 and New 870. Thank you.
Yeah, and we have predicted on both of you of 890, so run into the good then.
That's great, thank you.
And Orion, the doc told me you were running about an 88 average heart rate today.
Okay, thank you. Is that both of them?
That's going on both of them.
Hello, this is Orion, how are you?
Ryan Houston, did you call?
That's affirmative. I'm out of my suit, so I'm getting out of his suit now.
I understand that John's out of the suit, Charlie's come out now, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kim's passing overhead right now. Did you give him a call and verify that he's on left VHF antenna? We're not receiving the VHF downlink on the bypass 39. And come up on transmitter A, simplex, is it right?
Hey, Ken, how are you doing? Hey, Casper, this is Orion. This is just that VHFA transmit here to you, right?
That's correct, Orion.
Jim, I'm reaching a minute.
Verify he's on the VHF left antenna.
Roger. Cast it in the line, over. Casper, this is Orion, over. Casper, this is Orion. Transmitting into blind, Houston wants to verify that you are on the left antenna. They're not receiving the test. Over.
He's just about directly overhead. We kind of suspect he's off the headset since he's maintaining radio silence this past for the bi-setting.
I'm sure he is.
Okay, I believe that is transmitter A voice to B receiver.
for them to go on. Get the kids at DHMA to transmit to the DHMA, right?
That's correct, Ron.
Gamma V, please. And what do you want me to tell him again?
To verify he's on the VHF left antenna.
Roger. Captain, this is Alon, over. Captain, this is Alon, over. Casper, this is Orion, transmitting into blind. Houston wants to verify that you are on the left antenna. They're not receiving their test. Over.
He's just about directly overhead. We kind of suspect he's off the headset since he's maintaining radio silence as fast for the bi-setting.
I'm sure he is.
Okay, Ryan, Houston, thank you very much. That's enough. Giving it a try and reconfigure your VHF back to the nominal configuration.
Okay,
well, good. Travis
has been raising, but I think he's off the
headset.
He's told me he's ready to go down. So, you know,
we're
convinced
you're right, John. Thank you.
Okay,
Charlie's
almost out of
his seat,
you know.
Good job.
You know, Houston, it's really handy. They have something like a false floor laid out in this thing, but we sure can't stand on the floor right now.
You like a bathmatter, Charlie?
Good one. Say it again.